Now we're going to turn our attention to when we're talking about international level business and the Mercosur trade deal and everything. We're talking about local business here in Kerry now, because it's the end of an era in Milltown. And with me in studio in Killarney, I have Mike Larkin McCarthy. The family that have run Larkin's Pub in Milltown since the 1860s are passing on the business, leaving the business after five generations. And Mike, good morning to you. And thanks so much for coming into me in our studio here in Killarney. First of all, tell me about the decision. Tell me about why now.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning to your listeners. The decision came because when we started in the business years and years ago, myself and my wife, Lotta Messina, took over the business, and we took over the pub, and then we branched out into food, and then we started doing bed and breakfast. And we were at this for the last, I suppose, 40 or 50 years, and God be good to my wife, she passed away, and my son James stayed with me, and my daughter Katrina, and it was just that James, I think, has seen enough of the business, and as everybody knows, the pub business has declined big time in especially in rural Ireland.
It's totally changed, hasn't it?
Totally changed, yeah. The day of Phyllis coming into the pub to have a discussion about what's happening on Radio Kerry or what's in the Kerryman or the Kerry's Eye is a day is gone.
Yeah.
Or as talking about the neighbours, maybe they wouldn't want to hear about, do you understand me? But yeah, that's it.
So it's totally, the model has totally changed, but you must have seen huge change over the years.
Unbelievable. We always opened at 9 in the morning, and that was because we'd done food, and also because you would have people from certain areas within the Mid-Kerry area who would like to have a drink in the morning. And we always had a license that we renew every year called a Fair Day Creamery license. No, a judge someday will stand up in court and say, where's the creamery and where's the fair
where's
day?
Where's the fair day gone?
And so that they'll eventually stop that license. But, if you weren't doing food in the pub now, you would probably be struggling, especially during the day. And late at night, I think, after 10 at night, pubs are finished. Unless it is in a big town like Killarney or Tralee that there's young crowd out. But all the changes have been immense. But one thing I miss about the pub is the conversation and the old stories. Like, now, I could tell you stories, Jerry, but some of them I couldn't even put them on paper. Yeah. They couldn't even be
let alone be on Radio Kerry.
Origins, they'd be suing Radio Kerry for forevermore. But that was part and parcel, like Phyllis coming into the pub and discussing everything and anything that happened. But look, we were very lucky. The name is good. The bakery helped the pub a lot because we were doing all over Kerry with bread, and that was part and parcel of it. We had a big affinity with South Kerry. Just to tell you a story about South Kerry, I'm going back maybe 30 or 40 years when the bakery would start at 4 in the morning and you would have people coming from South Kerry going shopping to Tralee. They would stop in Milltown and they would come in through the bakery maybe at 7 o'clock in the morning for a drink before they got to Tralee. Like. And that was part of it that time, and there was no Britalizer at that time. But
that was part of the tradition of it.
There wasn't many cars on the road either. Like.
No, there wasn't. We're talking a moment about the business is being passed on. Mike and Dorothy Casey will be keeping it going. How did your family get into it, day one, going back to generations?
Well, my grandfather bought the pub, and then that was handed down. He had two daughters, one of them died, and then my mother, Margaret, took over the pub, and then my father was working in the bakery and he married my mother. So they took over the pub and the bakery then. And as you can see, they were the two most biggest extremes you could think of. Like, the bakery was starting at 4 in the morning and the pub was finishing at, supposed to be...
4 in the morning.
No, Jerry. That's probably correct. Well, as you say that, I can remember going from the bar into the bakery ourselves, like. We'd no other option. and some guys that were. But then again, when the bakery was finished in the morning, you'd have four or five of the lads that worked in the bakery would be drinking at 9 in the morning.
Yes.
And they were finished work, and that was their deal.
It was shift work, effectively. Shift work.
Yeah.
So you were, for a while, you would have been nearly 24-7 operation.
Without any doubt whatsoever, like. And when one finished, the other started, and vice versa. Yeah. But I suppose hard work never killed anybody.
No.
That's true.
And as you know yourself, Tory, you're a Republican son. Mm. When you were going to school, myself and my brother actually went to boarding school in Delisle in Waterford. And the reason we were sent there was because if you were at home going to school, you could be upstairs doing your lessons.
There'd be no homework.
There'd be no homework, and there'd be no education. Because when you came home from boarding school, then you were put working either in the bakery or the bar, Christmas time especially, summertime. You had hardly no holidays, like, you were working all the time.
There was always something to be done, and they say, put away those books, I need you in the bar, or I need you in the bakery.
Course, yeah. And like, the education was forgot about.
Yeah, yeah, that's an element of it. You're public facing, it's all consuming.
All consuming.
It's never closed, really.
Never closed, as you know, a publican, going back, was open at 10:30 every morning, and was open until 12 at night, officially, like. But nowadays, pubs don't open during the day someplace. Some don't even open Monday to Thursday. Mm. And it's a pity, like, because pubs were the centre of communities, like. And if there was anything wrong, they went to the pub. If there was any function on, it was on in the pub. And it's a pity. And I know alcohol has been abused and all that kind of stuff, but it was still the centre of the community, the pub.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I want to talk a bit more with you as well. We've lots of comments coming in here. We're talking about, I suppose, the end of an era in terms of a family involvement in the business. The business is continuing, of course, and will continue to thrive in Milltown. If you have your memories or views of Larkins, get in touch with us in the programme. We'll have more with Mike after we take these. Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme. We're talking with Mike Larkin McCarthy about Larkins in Milltown being passed on from his family. It's been going to be run over by Mike and Dorothy Casey, and he's wishing the new owners massive success. We'd just like to wish Michael and his family all the best. Thanks for the wonderful public service down through the years. It was always great to call in on the way home from matches, and sometimes even on my way to matches for a chat and a very friendly opinion. All the very best in the next chapter, Mike and family. That's Councillor Brown Don Fitzgerald, who said that Larkin's the best bread in Ireland, says another listener. And another listener says there was no radio, Sky News and social media, so the pub and the creamery gave the news of the day. Times have changed, and that's part of it, isn't it, Mike? That element of, if you wanted to find out what was going on and see what was happening, it was a community centre for that. It was a news depot as well as everything else.
Oh, definitely. No, just go back and just talk about pubs. In Milltown, there were 7 pubs one time. And every one of those pubs reared a family, educated them, and continued the business, and someone stayed at home. That day is gone. Now there's, before I closed last week, there was 3 pubs in Milltown. Now there's 2. But thanks be to God, Mike Casey and Dorothy are going to keep the business going. But if you think of it now, think of a funeral, Jerry, and after a funeral, everyone went to the pub and they discussed how nice the person was and all this kind of stuff. That's what the pub was about, because now there is no place to go to that, unless you go to a coffee shop that's open in the morning. But pubs were the centre of the communities, whether it was in Milltown in Killarglen, or whether it was in Larkins, or it was in Francis Sheehan's in Killarglen, or somewhere like that. It's just the centre of the community. Now, also, in Larkins, we had some great people came through. All GA people came to Larkins, the likes of the O'Shea's and the Donahue's and going back to the Tom Longs and the Mick O'Connell's. Even Mick O didn't drink, but he still called Larkins, and because my father, Lotte Messon, was a great supporter of the GA, and I was involved in the GA myself. I was chairman of Milltown Castlemaine for years. I was chairman of Mickerry Board. I was in the county board for 25 years. And it was all part of being a part of the community. And I enjoyed all of those. Through the involvement in the GA, I got to see and meet a lot of very interesting people, and I saw a lot of the world through the GA.
Were a lot of football games forensically analysed in Larkins over the years, I wonder? See, who played well, who didn't play well?
not criticising Ian or anything, but your crowd like we, Sheila, to Mercy, and a few more of them. And they would already have the game analysed before they'd come into the bar after once the final in Killarney. And then I'd be saying, Jesus, we, she said, so-and-so played well. And I think he didn't play well at all. It was great. But like, and the biggest thing today now is who played well in the 1945? But no one had known it, but some fella had lived. But now they Google it, and it destroys everything, like.
Yes.
Because then
the
discussion on that, or who was the best midfielder that ever played with Kerry. But you'd get an answer on AI for that as well. But, like, we had some great people who came through me. But one fella that stands out, we had Kieran Reid, who was the great Keelan rugby player. He was in Larkins not so long ago. They'd done a profile on him and Jason Foley, who's a teacher in the school in Milltown, the National School. Mm. And it just compared both Kieran Reid being a full-time professional and Jason able to mix it with a job. And it was very good. And that came out on a podcast.
Yeah.
Also, we had actually three Taoiseach frequented Larkins.
Oh, really?
Yes. Charlie Haughey, the great Bertie Hearn, and Michal Martin lately. So that was an honour, like, in fairness.
Yeah.
And I always wondered why Bertie came to Larkins, but some fella said to me, so you must be related to Celia Larkin, like.
Yeah.
I says, I met the lady once and I asked her where her people came from, and she didn't know anything about Kerry, and
no,
I can tell you that.
No,
that's
no connection
for
to
sure.
Yeah. Fair days were another thing altogether then, Mike.
Ah, fair days.
Massive.
But look, I remember when the Mart came to Milltown first. And by the way, the Mart is the mainstay of Milltown.
Yeah, it's brilliant for it.
It's yeah. The business it brings to Milltown is frightening. And fair juice to Linda Daly and her staff. And I have to mention a friend of mine, Tony Carrasco, who is one of the oldest members of the Mart staff at the moment. And we're trying to get him to retire, but he won't retire. But The fair days, like, that's what everyone looked forward to in the community. The biggest fair day in Milltown was the 26th day of April.
Mm.
And that was the people came to Milltown with their cattle, their sheep, their pigs, their bonnives, their chickens and their hens. And they sold those after being in the winter, like, they were fit for the winter, and they had to make a few bob going forward for the spring, and maybe do buy stuff and manure and thing like that to get the farm going, like. But but the fair days, then you'll be washing the bar after the fair days, but that's good, because if you hadn't the stuff that was on the floor after the fair day, you'd have quite there, like.
You did.
And of course, the big thing then after fairs was the deals were done, and they had a drink or what, whiskey. Most of them that time they'd be drinking so long, maybe from 7 in the morning, they'd drink half pints of Guinness.
Yeah.
There was no Heineken or Carlsberg that time. But then at the end of it, a big fight. Whether it was in one pub or another pub or out in the street, that was part of the culture that time.
Yeah.
But thanks be to God, there was no one ever killed or anything.
No. There might have been a grudge to settle from the year before, and that's my kick it off.
Yeah.
Mike, we're getting loads of comments coming in here, wishing many happy days to Mike Larkin from Jury and Margaret Cronin in London. Happy New Year, Jury. Larkin's was my late dad's pub, especially on fair days. If my memory serves right, Mike's late mother used to smoke a cigar. That was something to see as a child in the 50s. Best of luck to all the family in retirement, says a regular listener.
That's correct. She was smoking a cigar, and for a while then she smoked a pipe.
Right.
Yeah. It was unique, like, and that was behind the counter.
Yeah.
But and sometimes it didn't go down too well, but look, it was part and parcel.
That was all part of it.
But just to tell you another story about football, an interesting story. There was a crowd of Armagh fellas in the bar one night, and they were drawing everyone in the bar bananas after the 2002 All-Ireland.
Yeah.
So there was a fella in the corner by the name of Johnny Cronin. He wasn't Johnny Cronin the footballer, but Johnny Cronin the Boron was his nickname. So he was listening about how good they were and how they beat Kerry and everything. And next thing, the Boron turns around, Jesus lads, he says, do you know how he won the All-Ireland? It was part of the Good Friday Agreement.
Brilliant.
That put a stop to everything.
Quietened them.
That quietened them very much.
It was all done to get the deal over the line.
It was, of course,
Fantastic.
But like, that's what pub culture was always about. You yes. always said some, and these guys hadn't much education, but they came up with one-liners. They were very good at
the ball hopping, and I suppose that element of that social interaction, that I suppose it has to go different places now to find expression, but it's not the same.
Pubs were the
centre of all of
it. As I said to you before we started, Jerry, like, say there was four or five fellas left in the bar,
yeah.
and one fella was going away, and he might turn around and he'd say, lads, don't be hard on me. That's because we would say something about him
as soon as he left.
Someone would talk about him, but he always said that comment.
Don't be hard on me as I go out the door. Yeah. Please wish Mike, James and Katharina all the best for the future. Mike was a great neighbour himself and his fabulous late wife, Breda. Mike was a brilliant mentor to us when we leased Langford's Bar in Milltown from the late 1999 to 2005. Thanks, Mike. All the best in the next chase from Josie and Denny Murphy in Kilcommon, and loads of people. Tara Conan gets in touch as well, missing Mike and family. All the best as well. Helen Griffin and Les Paul saying likewise, enjoy your retirement as well, Mike. So lots of people obviously touched by your family's longevity in the business as well. And I know you're delighted it's been kept going. That's the most important
thrilled
for you.
To bits. And you couldn't ask for two nicer people to buy it. I'd be friendly with Mike Casey. And as you probably don't know, Jerry, Mike Casey applied to build a respite home in Milltown there a couple of years ago. And thanks be to God, after so many objections and appeals to Bord Pleanála, he eventually got it. And with the help of God, that will be built, because Milltown needs something like that.
Yeah.
We, as I didn't say, we have, one time we had a population of nearly 200 people, and the farming community around it. Now we've nearly 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And you think, with all the houses and all the development in Milltown, that everything would improve, like,
yeah.
that pubs would be
springing up everywhere.
Yeah. And not springing up everywhere, like, but they would be carrying on a good business. Hopefully that the pubs that are there will stay there.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted that Mike Casey and Dorothy again, who are great people, and hopefully they will do a big trade in Milltown.
Yeah, brilliant. Loads of people getting in touch. Did Mike ever think of running for politics or Kerry County Council?
Well, I suppose when I'm idle now, Joe,
yeah,
maybe I might think about it, because we don't have any councillor in Milltown.
But
I'd hate to see Tommy Griffin lose his seat, though, do you know what I mean?
And you'd have to worry about
good guy.
But, best of luck to Mike. He always came to Brandon on Monday, Fridays, and everyone loved their bread, says Nora and Tom Brick. And Margaret Harrington, to assist work with you at one time. Best wishes to you. Best wishes to Mike and family. We're sad it's the end of an era, but we're happy memories, especially the great trad music sessions that took place there every Wednesday night and during the festival. That's the other thing. It was a music centre too.
And it came to me about the great John Coakley and Tim Cairns and Tom DeFlute O'Connor and Kieran Keller. They came to me, could I play music there on a Wednesday night? And I said, I've no problem. And it progressed and it progressed and it got bigger and bigger. And I've heard people say, not that I would be an expert on traditional music,
sure,
but it was an ideal venue and the session was second to none.
Yeah.
Whatever was in the place, it was beautiful. But we used to put on a good fire and they'd all be warm and everything. And they'd get a few drinks, like, isn't
it? And that'd be it.
Like, you could have 40, 50 people there on a Wednesday night, which some pubs might never have a Saturday night.
Yes.
Don't they?
Do you know what I mean? Because of the music to draw them in.
Yeah.
That comes in from Paul Sexton and all the local musicians that play there and travel there from further away to experience it and were well looked after, he said.
Oh, yeah. And they were coming away as far away as Ballyvoney.
Yeah.
Some came from Castlevane.
Yeah.
And Castle Island. And then, as well as the music, there'd be sing-song as well. Like they are just before Christmas, Jeremiah Murphy from Benny McKendy, who worked in Larkins as a young fella, and he organised a session there on I think it was last Sunday night week, and everyone came that used to play music there when they were young. You had the McAuliffes, you had the Harringtons, you had the Kearnses, and all of them came, and we did beautiful sing-song and stories from about 6 o'clock in the evening until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and it was brilliant. Like, what... Like, Jerry, you remember Kinmare as well. Like, fellas come in. And this was just absolutely beautiful. And the talent that people have Nowadays they can sing, they can recite recitations, and they can do poetry. Not that we'd be listening to poetry, but you get some fella to tell a story, a good story, like, yeah, that there'd be no truth in it whatsoever. Like,
yeah, do you, yeah, know what I mean? Yeah. All part of the entertainment that's there. Yeah. Mike, we'll end it on this. Best of luck to the Larkins, best of luck to the new team taking over. There is a book in that, man. Write your book, Mike. There you go, Mike.
Well, Jerry, if you'll... Narrate it for me, yep. I'll do it.
Okay, very right. good. There's okay. a deal. There's the deal.
Sorry, thank you for having me on.
No problem.
It was a pleasure. And the best of luck to Radio Kerry.
Okay, and great stuff. And thanks for reminiscing there and telling us about the great days in Larkin's Bar, which will continue and many more to come. But Mike Larkin McCarthy with me on the programme. A few of you on what he had to say, and those members, loads of comments to get to. We can get a chance to get to today, because it's been absolutely huge, the number of stories that we've done.